This episode of My Garden Podcast is sponsored by Envy, Feed and Fortify. It's great to control your slug issue. Feed and Fortify is a combination of active ingredients that creates a physical barrier around your plants while improving the soil. It's organic, rain resistant, and it's safe for wildlife, pets and kids. Find Feed and Fortify at envy.co.uk. That's ENVII. Hi there, in my garden podcast today. Chewy, what are you doing? Come. Where's that come from? That's a massive hole. Just because Mummy's been digging doesn't mean you should be digging. I've just seen on the BBC weather app that we're gaining 2 minutes of daylight every day. That's a boon. Definitely. Oh my goodness. And I just was about to call it a day in the old garden today. It's Saturday, mid-March. I've just been doing a bit of digging. My back's killing me, I have to say. Not used to it, are we? Got to get our muscles back up to scratch. I was about to call it a day, and then I got a second wind when I saw something that needed doing. Quite a simple job. No bending involved. Just cutting back the hot lip salvia. I've got another one to do over there. Oh, that's pleasant, isn't it? This salvia, some salvias are tiny, aren't they, and a bit delicate and ornamental. This one's a big bush. I don't know why there are so many. Can't they call them different things? That would be useful, wouldn't it? I wasn't in charge at the time, obviously, so I didn't get to say. So yeah, these are the salviae. Whatever the plural of salvias is, salvias probably. These are the salvias that was one big hearty bush at the beginning of last summer. And I split them. I got the grunt work involved. I got my husband doing the beefcake stuff. And it was really difficult to split it. Really, really difficult. So anyway, we managed it and we planted them in separate places, with a bit of a prayer that they'll be all right. And guess what? Absolutely brilliant. Massive plants. Really, really nice sort of bed filler. And so what I'm doing now is just taking off its split ends, basically. The dry stuff that would probably be on a bonfire, it would go up in a few seconds, that isn't going to have any plant on it. It's just dead now. So yeah, split ends, I suppose, is what you know, the analogy with a haircut would be a bit of a split end hair trim. And frankly, we could all do with one of those right now after 500 years in lockdown. I tell you what, my hair is just massive. Chewy, what are you doing? Where's that come from? That's a massive hole. Excuse me. Just excuse me a minute, everyone. What is this? Just because Mummy's been digging doesn't mean you should be digging. What a rascal. He's so excited to be back. He's like, found a pine cone. Oh my God, ran up and down the garden like he was going crackers with it. I'm talking about Joey, of course, not my husband. So we're doing something a bit new in the podcast this time, this season. We've been sent lots of lovely bits of audio to hello@bitfamous.co.uk. This week we're going to hear from Rebecca in New York and Hannah in Essex.
Hello, this is Rebecca from the blog Dig Bitch Dig up at wordpress.com. This week the snow is melting in western New York and I'm enjoying walking around my muddy yard to see new red buds on fruit trees and the lilac bush, daffodil spikes pushing up through the soil, and perennial herbs showing signs of life.
Hi Penny, it's Hannah here from Essex, also known as the cactus surgeon, because that's what I wanted to be when I was a child, as you do. This year in my garden, I am concentrating on bringing into my garden the things that will bring me the greatest moments of joy and wonder throughout the year. So there might be lots of little things that make sure that every week, every month, there is something going on that is going to spark a moment of joy. So at the moment, for example, I've got lots of bulbs. So I've had the crocus, the iris, the daffodils and tulips are now coming through. They're going to attract the bees, and I just love watching the bumblebees. They're mesmerising. And in my vegetable garden, I'm actually going to introduce some cut flowers this year because I love growing vegetables, but I think that by adding some flowers, that brings some fantastic summer colour and something that I can bring into the house, I can give them to friends, etc. I'm so passionate about this concept, I'm actually writing a book about it.
Joey, come. Good boy, quiet. Hey, Joey, have you liked what people have been sending in as well? I'm just going to finish off doing these little bits of split ends and then I'll call it a day, I promise. And then I'll go inside. Do you know what I'm really hankering after is a glass of red wine in the bath. But, you know, I'm basically turned into a bit of a sober person in 2021. So I realised I was living life in the slow lane with a bit too much alcohol. In fact, Dame Edna Everidge, I can't remember his name, it'll come back to me, said of his sobriety that before he gave up alcohol, it was like living life with the handbrake on, driving with the handbrake on. I'm not exactly going really fast now. I've not had a drink for ages. Christmas all got a bit out of control. Lockdown just tipped everyone over the edge into mass drinking. It was a bit silly. Not silly, it was probably necessary, but anyway, this salvia, enough about my liver. This salvia is going to be beautiful again, even though it looks like a bunch of crispy. Joey, mind your ears, out the way. Spangle ears out the way. Joey. Yeah, we don't want to be chopping those off, do we, Spangle? Joey Spangle Beans, to give him his full title. Right. So all the dead ends are on the floor, just scoop those up. And the nice thing about these beds is that they're absolutely wide open. They're like a blank canvas at the moment. The Nicotianas have gone, although they lasted into November, they were brilliant. And the hostas went into the greenhouse to overwinter. So did the, what they're called? Oh, it just doesn't stick. None of these gardening names, plant names, stick with me. I find it really, it's like 5 years later, I'll finally remember. It'll be natural to me to recall the names of them. Dahlias? Anyway, I can't remember what they're called, but they're lovely. They're very tall, apparently. Mine didn't. They were swamped in this bed. So I've learnt my lesson from last year. I'm not going to stuff it too much with things. I am going to make lots of room for Nicotiana, probably, even though I had my fingers burned a little last year with worrying about them endlessly. So yeah, that's looking a bit tidier, a bit more spacious, and it's filled me with excitement about plans. There's now 15% off Envy products for your garden, pond and home on our website. The offer's only available for a limited time, so quick, head to gardenpodcast.co.uk.